Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter number 12. Amen. Luke chapter number 12. I want to begin reading this evening, verse 35. Luke chapter 12 and verse 35. The Bible said, "Let your loins be girt about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready always also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Then Peter said unto him, "Lord, speakest thou this parable to us or even to all?" Now watch this. That was a question Peter asked him. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant who his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, 'My Lord delayeth his coming,' and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit the things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." I want to preach for just a little while this evening. God will be my help on this thought. Being ready. Being ready. Now, as I say that, I'm going to say this. The Lord is coming. Amen. And we need to be getting ready. If you look at the Bible and you look at the Old Testament and the New and you put them together, He gives us so much information there to know that they is a soon coming Savior. And one day in just a little while, there's going to be a trump and a shout and a come up hither, and we're going to leave out of here to meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible said, "Then so shall we be with the Lord." The Bible tells us here that in verse 36, He said, "You yourselves liken to men that wait for their Lord." Amen. He said, we're waiting. What are we waiting for? Amen. We're waiting for that soon coming Savior. Praise God. We're waiting with anticipation for Him. We wait for Him, looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that we believe in. He's the one that we trust in. He's the one that we rely on. And He is the one that we adhere to today, because He is God, and besides Him, there's no other. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world that claim to be pretty smart, Malachi, but I want to say there's none greater than God. And God Almighty loves you. He told us He loved us. Miles said, He has sung a while ago, He give us a love letter to let us know how much, praise God. And He penned it down just for me and you. Spoke a whole lot of it, praise God, in this red writing. And we can know Him, praise God, as Lord and Savior, and get up out of our stool of do-nothing and just begin to praise Him. I'm talking about being ready to go be with the Lord. Being ready, praise God, and get excited about what's fixing to take place. We see this thing playing out just like it's supposed to be. Praise His holy name. And He said if His servants would just come to Him, it says just like that that bridegroom coming from the wedding, praise God, when He comes to knock on the door, and we can open that door. He said there shouldn't be no pause. There shouldn't be no hesitation. We should open the door. I was talking to a lady last night, and she said, I don't understand what's happening. What's happening to the churches? I said, we're sitting on a stool of do-nothing. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and the church ought to have a... She said, I don't understand How the world can be going as far left as it is, away from God as it is? I said, because we're sitting there and we're not offering a testimony. We ought to have a testimony, youngins, if we're born again child of God, and we ought to do our best to tell it everywhere we go. Amen. I wonder tonight, church, how many people we brag about the Lord to a day. Just about every one of us have an opportunity to brag on the Lord. Amen. But Bill, you'd be down there at your house. You might not go out nowhere that day. Praise God, them little old youngins run in and out. Amen. The people you know, your family, your love, praise God, they run right around you all day long. And we ought to be a brass find somewhere along the way just to throw up a hand and just brag on Jesus. I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way. Oh, God is good. He's a minister to our spirit. He's that ever-present help in times like these. Hey, praise God, if you can't sit down, watch the evening news without lifting up a hand to God to heaven and say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a child of the King. I'm glad I'm not part of this wickedness. But praise God, I'm somebody. I've been bought with a price. And I'm headed yonder. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's coming. That's the one that died for us. Praise God. Went up to the heaven. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 3, He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God. He's going to prepare us a place in glory. And then He went up to sit at the right hand of the Father because that's His place in glory. And one day in a little while, youngins, listen, He's coming to get us to take us to be with Him where He's at. Praise God. It's not going to be long as it has been. The Lord is getting ready. He's gathering things. He's getting things together. Praise the Bible. And the Bible says, praise God, He's coming. He's returning. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, He said, this same Jesus. Amen. The angels told Him, said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Praise God, He was sitting there on the top of the mountain. Praise God, the Bible says that He took them up there and He blessed them. Praise God, just like He's doing us. Brother Junior, just like He blesses us. He blessed those disciples. He knew He had to go away, but He sent a special blessing to them. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad we got the same Savior and we got the same blesser. Praise be to God, who gives the same blessings and He's going to be there with us. Praise God. And one day in a little while, we're going to be shouting all around Him. It's going to be so exciting. Praise God. We'll never get over that. Amen. Amen. It's going to be real. Amen. They was gathered around Him. They was shouting. He was a blessing them. And then the Bible said He was taken up out of their sight into the clouds. He was gathered up in heaven. One day in a little while, praise God, He's going to come back the same way. Praise His name. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. In Zechariah chapter number 14, the Bible says this. Verse 1 said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. He said, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house riffled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. That's when He fought in the battle, in the day of battle. He said, praise God, days are soon coming day, and God's going to put all this nonsense down. He's going to say, I've had enough of this, praise God, and He's going to come again, praise the Lord, and He's going to come to rule and reign. He's not coming as a babe in a manger the second time. Amen. Praise He come, was born as a babe in a manger to take upon Himself the sin of the whole world, to become human, just like us. But yet He was 100% God. And He rose up, praise God, in godliness to show us, praise God, there was a way to walk. There was a way to talk. There was a way to live, praise God, and bring glory to the Father. And He said, He said, if you'll just take up your cross, and He said, you'll follow Me, praise God, we'll march on together. He said, praise God, I'll not leave you behind. I'll not forsake you somewhere. He said, I'll march on with you. Praise God, I'll get you to the finish line. You can take that to the bank. God Almighty, Kevin, has done promised He will. Amen. When we get to wondering about what's going on and we get sad and our countenance falls, just remember, praise God, there's a God of heaven that's made us some promises. Great and exceeding precious promises that He'd be right there with us every step of the way. He's going to be that one that'll show us. So this stuff's going to happen in a moment. A moment in time. He goes on in Zechariah 14, verse number 8. He said, it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, high for them toward the former sea and high for them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. He said, one day they're going to come, His feet's going to hit the top of Mount of Olives. He said, they're going to cleave in the midst. Praise be to God. The water's going to flow out of there. I'm talking about not just any waters. Praise God. But I'm talking about restoring waters. Praise the Lord. That's what He's got to give tonight, young'uns. God Almighty, He is that water of life. And those are restoring waters. To restore us, praise God. To where God would have us to be at the right hand of the Father. Bless His holy name with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants us to be a part of the family. I pray. I don't know about you, but I just want to get in. I just want to be a part of it. I just want to shout and give God glory. I want to show Him respect. I want to show Him reverence. I want Him to know, praise God, when He looks down here at all us little old young running around like a bunch of ants, that they somewhere, praise God, that's a lifting up their head and say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Me and Brother Junior was out here yesterday, and we was filling these. We blowed out all these cracks in this asphalt, and we was pouring them full of cellar so the water wouldn't get in there. Caused us to freeze and heave our asphalt up, and cost us money. Tear up what God give us. We got down here to this bottom corner, and it was a little place there, and in that crack, it was red ants coming out everywhere. It ain't just a boiling out of that. We told him, well, you just give us just a minute, praise God, and we'll take care of that. I want to say, praise God, listen, these sinfulness, these wickedness, these things that would so easily beset us in this world, miles that we live in, that would reach and grab us and try us to pull down. But I want to say the love of God Almighty and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, He covers, praise God, sinfulness. He wipes it out, praise God. He does what He does best. Amen. We took that cylinder and we filled them cracks. They wasn't no more ants. Amen. They wasn't happy. If I hope they had an escape route. If not, they just do. You say, preacher, that's cruel. I know. Praise God. They was a digging and undermining. Praise God. That's what people's are doing today. They're a digging and undermining the work of God and the work of His people. Praise God. Folks like me and you trying to do a good work, but they're trying to undermine it. They're trying to belittle it. But I want to say, there's nothing as big as doing something for Jesus. Praise His holy name. Lifting up His name, thanking Him, praise the Lord, for all that He does. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9 said, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Is there any doubt in your mind about that? Amen. One day the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign forever. Praise God. He's going to rule and reign one day here on this earth for 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. With a perfect sovereign reign. He says, in that day shall there be one Lord and His name one. You're not going to have to try to figure out who it is, because it's going to be the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's going to be that promised one that God give us. Praise His name. Amen. And he says that we need to be ready because He's coming. And when He comes quick. Amen. Verse 39 says He's coming as a thief. He said this, know that if a good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, not have suffered his house to be broken through. Amen? He said, hey, listen, we need to be careful because he's coming as a thief in the night. When you least expect him, he's coming. Yeah, preacher, how do you know that? Because the night he saved me, Brother Junior, praise God, he came as a thief. I never expected that Tuesday night when he got to deal in my heart. I never expected that. I mean, I was going, my buddy's going to a revival meeting because they asked me. And just to be honest, I think that the kid that brought the most people with them through the week got some kind of little prize. Amen? So my buddy, he was excited. He was asking all us boys to come with him. Amen? And I know he didn't. I know he was doing it, but for some reason, because he even asked for little old boys that we didn't usually run around with, if you know what I mean. Amen? So I think he had an ulterior motive, but praise God, I'm glad God didn't. God knew just exactly this little old boy would be there. He began to deal with my heart, praise God. I didn't have no thought of that. I didn't have no clue to it that God Almighty was going to come down on that Tuesday night and sit down beside of me and begin to tenderize my heart. I went out there just as fuzzed up as could be. Didn't know if I was a going or a coming. I couldn't. And then Wednesday night went back to church and the Holy Ghost of God sat in on that little preacher. I prayed God. He looked right at me. Told me how rotten no account I was, but said how I deserved hell. But he said, you don't have to go there. He said, you can make a choice tonight and you'll never see that place. I said, glory, hallelujah. I don't know whether he gave the altar call or not, but I know I got up, went to an old fashioned altar. I said, Lord God, please forgive me, a sinner. I don't want to go to hell. I don't like fire. I don't like heat. Lord, please save me. Amen. Amen. He come on me just like a thief. Praise God. And a sudden, thank God for the sudden touch of God. You know, he still does that. He does. I mean, I'll go around the miles talking about going wrong and something going on, having a bad week or a bad day or a bad month. Amen. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God, he just shows up and reveals himself to my soul. Praise the Lord. And I say, hey, you know what? God's still, no matter what's happening, God's still good. Amen. Amen. Bible says he changeth not. The same yesterday and today and forever. Praise his holy name. Amen. We'll take about 5 minute recess. Just shout. Glory. Hallelujah. What a God. Amen. Who's always going to be the same to me and the same to you. We're moody people. We tend to be moody, don't we? Shake your head like yes. Amen. Ain't you glad God ain't moody? Amen. I'm glad God's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. He's always the same. Praise God, but he's coming like a thief in the night. One day the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 24, verse 27, he said, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. Listen, he said, what he's saying here, he said that Lord's going to come as a thief in the night. He said, when he comes, you better be ready. He said, you won't have time to get ready when the Lord steps out with that shout and the trump and to come up hither. You won't have time to do nothing. He said, as the lightning comes out, praise God, and goes from the east unto the west. He said, that lightning's fast. That lightning's quick. 286,000 miles per second. That lightning's already struck. And I'm going to say, there's not going to be no time to say, Lord, forgive me. There's not going to be no time, Brother Robert, to say a prayer. We better get things right with God. Jesus says you better be ready when I come, praise God. Be a servant of God. Look into the author and finisher of faith to help us in our walk, to help us in our talk, to carry us along the way, to show us where we need to be. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. Amen. And we ain't going to have time to get things right. Amen. When it happens. But he said that just like that lightning comes. 286,000 miles per second. But not the speed in which it's going to come. But I want to tell you about the power in which it comes. Amen. There's a power that comes off a bolt of lightning as it's a streaking through that sky from the heavens to the earth. There's a streak of lightning and there's an amperage that comes off that. Amen. It's just about immeasurable. They've measured them before. But they said the average lightning strike at that speed has over 30,000 amps of electricity. And it's enough to light a small city up for a whole month. One strike of lightning. And Jesus said, one day, young'uns, glory, hallelujah. You say, the world says and the devil says, hey, just don't worry about it. Just give up. Just give in. Just do what the world wants you to do. I say, don't do that at all. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He'll take care of it. He'll come like lightning. He'll come in power. He'll come in great glory. And He'll deliver you. Praise God. The average of God, the power of God, it's there. Hey, praise God, designed to help you. Power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was reading on that today. I was studying a little bit on lightning, trying to figure it out. I figured out I'm not the only one that's tried to figure out. Yeah. There's a whole lot of men up there as you scroll through. You know, you can Google about anything. I can Google me, Miles, and it comes off all kinds of crazy characters. Don't tell you a man right there. But I was looking at that thing, and I got to thinking about it, and I was thinking, these people in there that's trying to figure out how to harness the power out of that lightning strike. Something that would be that quick and something that would be that strong to hold and contain that kind of power, the kind of power that's in a lightning strike, the kind of energy that's in that lightning strike. And they've searched, they've looked, they've tried to do everything. They built big old containment tank with a lightning rod on them, and all it's done is blow them to bits, blow them to smithereens, destroyed everything man tried to do. But I want to say, on Calvary one day, there was the Lord Jesus Christ who hung on the Calvary, died for the sins of the world, who has all power in heaven and earth. Praise God. He's the one that picked them lightning bolts off of His, well, hallelujah, off of His fingertip. And He's the one tonight that's got me and you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to be the shouting people in the world. That's the God I serve. He's real. Amen. All powerful. Praise God. But the only thing, the amazing thing about it, it's contained in one person. Amen. All that power, all that energy. Now, if that's the case, why do we go around all humped, shouldered, and our tongue, our lip hanging out all tight? Huh? Why do we look like we've lost our best friend about two-thirds of the time? Think we're defeated, the world's got us beat down, don't have a chance. Don't know how we're going to make it through the day. We've got a energy. We've got a power that's harnessed in Lord Jesus Christ. As that lightning strike goes from the east, from the west, from infinity to infinity, praise God, that's our Savior tonight. He done that when He spread His arms out on Calvary. Praise God, He made a way so you and I could rise. He made us a bridge from earth to heaven. Amen. From a lost man to a saving father. Glory, hallelujah. He made a path for us to travel. He made us a direction we could go. I'm glad tonight, praise God, I'm tapped into an energy. Amen. I asked the Lord a while ago. I said, Lord, I don't want to be some cold dead something. I'll be honest, before I become cold dead, I'd just as soon take me out of the way. Amen. I don't want to be a hindrance. Amen. Praise God. I want the power and the energy of the Holy Ghost of God. I want something live in my soul. Praise God. I want to have a spirit in me where I can stand up, raise my hand, and wave the glory and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my Savior. Thank you for your visits. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming by again. Somebody's talking about this little church the other day. Amen. He's talking about how the Spirit's present here. And how it seems like every time you come, the Spirit's here. Amen. You know why that is? Because He lives in us. We bring Him with us. Amen. He abides in our soul. And every time we come in the door, praise God, there He is. I see Him sometimes sitting right here on this front pew. And I say sometimes, praise God, Him sitting there right where you are. Amen. And you see Him starting to just churn down in there, praise God, and just starting to turn it loose. And there's a power in there. There's a manifestation of the Holy God that lives in your heart, in my heart, praise God, as children of God. And I tell you, young, it's just about time that we just turned it loose. I quit holding it back and just open our mouth, raise up a hand, and just say, glory, hallelujah. God's still good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise Him, young'uns. We need to see folks saved. In order to be saved, they got to be born again. In order to be born again, the Bible says they got to be under the Word of God. They're begotten by the Word. The Word will make them free from the sin of this world. The Word will give them that direction they need for their life. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He said we shouldn't be caught unawares. We should be ready. Because the Lord's coming. He's coming with great power and great might when He comes. He's coming to rule and reign. He's coming to take over, praise the Lord. He's coming to set things right once and for all. Amen. World don't like it when you start talking about getting right. You start talking about getting right. Oh, they'll talk about God all day long. But praise God, you get to talking about the Lord, the saving grace, Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood that was shed on Calvary for sinners, the death, burial, and the resurrection. They'll shut their ears. I pray God, and they'll run from you just as hard as they can go. Amen. I got a little boy now that's running from me. Used to, I could talk to him. I just got to, every time I see him, he's lost. But to tell him about Jesus, and he sees me now, son, he heads the other way just as hard as he can go. I said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. You say, why do you say that? Because he's under conviction. Yes. Holy Ghost, hey, if it wasn't that, he wouldn't care what I had to say. But the Holy Ghost of God has got him under conviction.
Yes.
Amen. I'm looking for him to be saved. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Can't quit praying now. Praise God. We're too close to home. And I want him to go with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't leave nobody behind. I want them to get ready. Be ready when Jesus comes. Praise His holy name. Amen. Not be caught unawares. He said he'll be caught unawares. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 talks about that. He says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. He's above the times and the season, brethren. Verse number 1, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape because that lightning flash is too quick. Amen. The power of it will overwhelm. But I like this. He was talking about they. He's talking about those unbelievers, talking about those that's lost. But then he said, but ye, brethren, born again believers, children of God. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the darkness, of the night or of darkness. Watch verse number 6. He said, because of that, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. He said, we need to be sober-minded. We need to be watching for the Lord. We need to be looking like expecting Him to come at any minute because He could. Amen. I don't want to be caused lacking to you. Praise God. I want to be ready when He comes. Praise His holy name. We should be looking for the Lord to come. And when He comes, the Bible said He's going to bless His servants. Now, what does that mean? The ones that's been found faithful. His servants, the ones that's working for the Lord. Verse 37 says, blessed are those servants in Luke 12, whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Amen. He said, those that's watching for Him, those that's looking, those that's expecting Him, praise God. He said, they're going to be blessed. Amen. He said, we're going to get a blessing. We're going to be blessed of our blesser, praise God. Praise His name. Bless the servants. He said, we're going to be, verse 35 said, we're going to be, He said, let your loins be girded about if your light's burning. Praise God. He said, we ought to be girded. We ought to be teaching. We ought to be instructing. Praise God. We ought to be lifting up our voices to the Lord. We ought to be telling the truth everywhere we go. Amen. I heard on TV the other day, they said a whole lot of our news networks in America are no longer being watched because people, lost people, the ones that used to watch this fake news, this ungodly stuff, He said, they quit watching because they've lied to them so many times. They said, hey, we want to hear some truth. Amen. They may not agree with it, but people still want to hear the truth. I don't know anybody that likes to be lied to. Amen. The Lord expects us to, he said we need to be girt about, we need to be letting our light shine, we need to be telling people the truth. Letting our light shine, letting them burn, letting them shining bright. Amen. Turning the light on for them so they can see the way to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said we need to be ready. Need to be ready to meet the Lord. Verse number 40, he said, be ye therefore ready. Amen. For the Son of God cometh at an hour when you think not. So he says they need to be ready. The servants need to be ready. But then Jesus says, you need to be ready. Amen. Kind of brings it down to where we lived, don't it? Amen. He said, ye be ready. Be ye therefore ready for the coming of the Son of Man. Each one of us need to be ready. Need to be looking. Why? Because we need to be found faithful when he comes. Amen. Every one of us need to be found faithful. Verse 42, he says this. He said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household and give him their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Amen. He said, blessed is that person that when the Lord comes, that servant, when the Lord comes, that he finds faithfully serving the Lord. Amen. I think the churches today are very lacking in our service to the Lord. Amen. And this COVID has made it harder to do. But it's amazing to me that we're able to accomplish everything else in our daily lives. We ought to be able to accomplish a little bit of service to the Lord. To do just a little bit of something for Him. Me and Junior's up here working yesterday. I told Brother Junior, I said, I love to work at the Lord's house. Amen. There's just something about it. Get three or four brothers and some people and just come to the Lord and just work at the Lord's house. There's just something that's satisfying about it. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank God for it. We thank Him for this place. This is the Lord's house, praise God, where we come to worship Him in spirit and truth. We're not lifting up the house. We're lifting up the God of the house. Amen. Because He is God. And He's coming. Faithful. Be found faithful when He comes. He says it's a reward for faithfulness. But He said the unfaithful will suffer loss. Verse 45, He says this. He said, but and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth His coming, and shall begin to beat the manservants and the maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. Amen. Listen. He said, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. That lightning's going to strike so quick. Praise God. He won't have time to say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. He'll be caught unawares. The speed and the power of that coming. No, you won't be able to avoid. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint his portion with the unbelievers. What does unbelievers get? Nothing but hell. Amen? Nothing but hell. That's all they get. And the Lord says, hey, but he said, praise God, he said, you need to be a believer. You need to be a servant. You need to be a looking for him, waiting on, expecting him, praise God. You know, he may come quicker than we think. You don't know how soon you're going to meet the Lord. Amen. Brother Junior was telling us the other night about a terrible wreck where it just destroyed a little girl, a young lady. Amen. When she left home or left work, and headed wherever else she was going, she never had a thought in her mind that she might not make it. But she didn't. She went out of here to meet her Maker. And any one of us could go out in any minute, but he said that's why we need to be found faithful, serving the Lord and looking to Him, looking for Him. Sinners need to be repenting of their sins, amen, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come get them, to take them to heaven. John told us this in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse 28. He said this to us. He said, now, little children, abide in Him, talking about Jesus, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence. That's that blessed assurance. And not be ashamed before Him at His coming. 1 John 2 and 28. Amen. He said we need to be ready. We need to be assured. We need to have confidence. You say, preacher, how do we do that? By being born again, knowing that we're saved, by having a testimony, by going out and bragging on Jesus every opportunity we get. The Bible says that we entertain angels unawares. Amen? We don't know. But I wonder how many times we entertain angels unawares. God just sends somebody by our way just to see how we'll react, what we'll say. Amen? Jesus said we need to be continually being good servants of the Lord. That means we need to try to put others before ourselves sometimes. Give God glory. Lift up His name. Tell them about Jesus. Listen, we've got the greatest gift in the world in Lord Jesus Christ. And we ought to be wanting to give it out everywhere we go. It's free. People's trying, we talked about already this evening, Miles. There's people all over this world trying to find hope. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it don't cost them anything. Amen. Just a relationship with one who loves them. Oh, what a Savior. But we've got to be ready. Being ready when He comes. And He's a-coming.